here fucking with Batch's computer last week. It was so funny. He was so mad. I installed a little button and it goes blue screen.
The following podcast is presented by the Super Network and Pop4D. It's the 2B Tuesdays podcast, a weekly show where your hosts go on the free streaming service Tubi at tubitv.com and find a film to do a commentary slash watch along for. We are the number one Tubi related podcast hosted by two Australians and one Canadian. And they are Super Marcy.
What is this?
The terrible Australian Bea Jermaine.
I got my bottle of red wine and my vacuum cleaner and I'm ready to go.
And Professor Batch.
That's a Christmas Carol though.
This podcast contains coarse language.
This movie looks like it was
This escalated quickly.
Adult themes.
You gotta press some buttons if you really wanna get that phone going.
And potential spoilers.
Spoiler alert.
Listener discretion is advised. If you want to watch the film along with listening to the podcast, you can find it streaming or perhaps on physical media and just start the film when we say go. And then pause anytime Tubi gives an ad and then press play once it's over to continue. For more information, please check supermarcy.com and you can show your support at patreon.com/thesupernetwork and get exclusive video versions of this show weekly. Now onto your feature presentation.
G'day everyone, this is Bea Jermaine, aka The Terrible Aussie, and I'm coming to you live from Marcy's studio.
Yes! Live in the studio!
Indeed, and welcome to the latest episode of the 2B Tuesdays podcast. And with me, as always, are my two awesome co-hosts. First up, of course, is the one and only Canadian on this show, Professor Batch. Hello, Batch, how are you?
Good day. It's going to be one of those episodes. You two are together in the same room.
Indeed.
Yes. It's almost like we're all here together.
Exactly. Almost. And one day we will be in the same room together.
Yes.
One day. And so, if anything, on these episodes, I'm the dad and you guys are the kids in the backseat. And don't make me turn around.
Yes, exactly. And knock on wood, let's hope there's no blue screens and Batch leaving his own episode because the computer died.
Craven told me that he installed a little button on my computer. I didn't know what's on that face. You were so mad. Son of a bitch.
See, Batch, you're probably fuming right now because you're probably wondering yourself when all this was happening, why didn't Craven do all this stuff during Santa and the Ice Cream Bunny?
No!
The Living Dead.
I was enjoying the movie!
Right? It happens on a good, fun movie, but the really bad ones
Rock
not.
Was here!
My
fucking
God.
Craven, you fucking cocksucker. That's all I'm saying.
Craven! Jeez Louise.
I'm even sorry.
Oh, speaking of Louise.
Hello, is Craven here? Did I hear him before? Did I see he's getting up to too much trouble?
I'm going away right now.
Craven, no here. I'm the housekeeper.
I don't know. This housekeeper sounds so much like that honey bunch. Craven, who's supposed to go out on a date with me this weekend.
No, I go get him for you.
Alright, well, I'll just keep looking for him, but I'll talk to you all later. See you all later. Gonna go find my rotary phone. Bye.
Oh, jeez. Oh,
see, Marcy, wow. You summoned Louise by saying, sweet Louise, and she arrived.
I didn't mean to. It was an accident, Bede.
That's why I call him He Who Will Not Be Named. He'll show up on his own eventually, but
yeah.
I try not to exasperate. So, for the patrons, there is no Hall of Fame this week because of fucking Craven shenanigans.
Yes.
But we got some atmosphere in the room today.
Yes. And here's some more atmosphere. Yes. The opening of McCoke.
Yes. Oh, and also forgot our other co-host, the one and only Super Marcy.
Hi, I'm here. Like, yeah.
In the studio.
Yeah. We're live in the studio, you know.
Yes.
Give it a couple weeks, I'll install a smoke machine, and then I'll get kicked out of the building.
Exactly.
But, Bede, it is your pick this week.
It is.
Why did we give you a pick? I don't know. All of our picks have been all over the shop, but what are we watching? And,
Even though I've tortured you the last few times with my last few picks.
Okay, before you go any further, are there any cannibals in this movie?
No.
Okay.
Are there any ice cream bunnies in this movie?
No.
Okay.
Okay.
we might be safe.
Yeah, so I figured, you know what, I need to redeem myself because, you know, and the last time I did that, I found probably one of our favorite episodes we've done on this show, Voyage of the Rock Alien. So I thought, you know, we need something along those lines, a movie like that. So I had a thought about it and I figured out the perfect film because so far for this series, we haven't done a dance film.
No, we have not.
We've had musicals with kind of,
Yeah, like they had dance sequences in them, but not a full-blown dance movie. So I thought, you know what? It's finally time that we did this film for the show, which of course is the classic 80s sequel with the greatest subtitle in all of cinema history, Break Into Electric Boogaloo.
Yay!
Woohoo!
Which,
AKA Bee's Redemption.
Yes. And this will be the second time we've gone straight for the sequel to a film rather than going to the first one, because I think the last time we did that was for another Wolf Cop, I believe.
Yeah, that's what we do on the show. We started to then go anywhere from there.
Exactly. Yeah, or we just go to the fourth in a series with Boyka, but whatever.
Well, that is true. That is true. Mm. So this is technically the third time we've done that. So
Death Wish 3.
Okay, this is the fourth time we've done that. See, you're embarrassing me on this show now, Marcy.
Nobody got time for the original movies with certain franchises.
Yeah, no, we gotta like poof, get all the way through. But
You got to go when, like, the luster is off the franchise and then on its way down. And that's where we hit on Tuesday.
That's where we get it. So, yeah, find a copy of Electric Boogaloo, Break Into Electric Beedaloo, and Beed, count us down. Let's start the film.
Indeed. I'll count us down from 5. And before I do, I've got to get my quick trivia so I can say some shit during this film. But anyways, but in the meantime, Dow, I'll count us down from 5. And when I say go, that's when you play the movie.
Let's do it.
In 5... 4, 3, 2, 1, go.
And we are off to Break Into Electric Lino. Wait, that's not
once again, the MGM line is warning us not to watch this movie.
I know, it does that every time.
Yes.
I know I've seen this movie, but I don't remember it.
Yes.
I want that.
This is the one with Vin Diesel in a cameo when he was a kid, right?
No, that was, I don't know what movie was that.
I thought it was the second one.
Van Damme was
in the first. In the first one. Yeah. In a, like, just in the background dancing.
Mm. Yes.
Did you say Rob Van Damme was in the first one?
No, Jean-Claude Van Damme, sorry.
Jean-Claude.
Damn.
Jean-Claude.
Golden Globus, so we're watching a canon production.
We love our canon cinema on the Super Tuesdays podcast.
Ooh.
Rob, go ahead.
You go ahead, Badge.
No, you go.
Rob Van Dam should be in the asylum version of Breaking 2.
Yes.
Yes.
Now, for anyone out there, this film is directed by Sam Furstenberg. Now, you probably don't know the name, but you've seen quite a number of his films because he is the director behind such classics as Revenge of the Ninja, Ninja Free the Domination, and American Ninja.
Some of the best movies you'll ever see.
Exactly.
Wait, I saw a Sugarfoot.
I think that's the same guy from No Retreat, No
Surrender. Is that the guy from No Retreat, No Surrender?
I think so, yes.
Oh my god, I never knew this?
Yes.
I'm gonna get so excited when he shows up. He better show up.
Yes. Oh, and someone named Lou Leonard as the head nurse.
There's just a head nurse?
Yes.
Does she give head?
See, yeah, Marcy, you want to hear a really dirty joke?
No!
This is actual real podcast. Yes. See, how do you know if a nurse is the head nurse? If she's got dirty knees.
Oh my god!
That's a joke more for After Dark, and I apologize.
That is...
But anyway, Bean, how many patrons for that outfit?
Oh, that's at least another 5 more. Or even, we're only watching the credits, and there's already a million amazing costumes.
I want to wear that. I just want to leave the house wearing that.
Yes.
Oh my god. So, what's this movie actually about?
It's a sequel to a film called Breakin'.
Mm-hmm.
So basically, to catch people up, Lucinda Dickey, who's on screen right now.
She's in... Ninja 3 the Domination. Yes. Please watch that movie. Yes. It's beautiful.
So basically, she plays like this sort of like sophisticated ballet dancer who gets caught up with these break dancers. Right. And then they decide to kind of form a new type of dance that kind of mixes the two. And so they go on like this hit like dance show on Broadway, and this is like what happens afterwards. Like the two guys have now gone back doing their thing, and now she's kind of like at a crossroads because, like, yeah, she's living her dream, but she's not quite fulfilled by what's happening.
What about that? I was about to joke because there were so many unanswered questions in the first break-in movie.
Exactly.
Ugh, amazing.
Nerd!
Fucking nerd! Mom, you're fucking nerd!
And what's interesting about this sequel, this movie legit came out within a few... The sequel came out a few months after the first film.
Did they, like, make them back-to-back, or...?
Well, the thing is, though, the first film, I believe, came out in April or May... Mm-hmm. And of the year this film was made, which I... Mm. and then it was so successful, they pretty much just rushed a sequel in away. And then it came out that Christmas.
Give me some of that street jazz.
Yes, street jazz. That was the name of the show, street jazz.
I don't know what I'm doing. Also, if you're a dancer, the number one thing, if you have breasts, wear bras, because it hurts to have anything jiggle there.
Mm.
Anytime we watch, like, there's a dance thing, like, it's full-on dancing, and they're not wearing a bra, like, you see them not in a bra, it makes no sense to me. That's, like, wrong.
Mm.
That looks painful. It's like when you watch Baywatch. It's like, how did they run with their tits everywhere without the worst pain in the world?
Yes.
I want to wear that outfit.
Yes. These are our two main characters who are friends of Lucinda Dickey.
So, obviously, that's your match.
Yes. No, we just have more respect. But we have to decide. I'm the little guy.
I'm in the yellow because I have a fondness for yellows.
Yes. So. And those are Ozone and Turbo. Those are the two guys.
So obviously, as we like to link these one film back to the previous film on 2B Tuesday. Mm. So obviously, this is just taking place in another part of the city during the LA Wars.
Yes.
That's what I'd imagine, yeah.
Well, it is set in LA, so that would make sense.
Yeah, that actually, yeah, that goes really well.
This is the non-war section of LA.
Yeah, it's the dance section.
Exactly.
So, are they three best friends?
Yeah, they're total three best friends. Yeah, okay. Kelly, Ozone, and Tobo.
So it's the three of us, basically.
Yeah. Exactly.
All right.
Yeah. So this is the only two blocks in the city where people aren't getting shot.
Yes. Exactly. Yeah. Yeah. And there's no drugs, there's no Italian-Mexican turf war.
Exactly.
I don't even know what happened in that movie. Batch, yes. You missed greatness, but none of it made any sense.
Yes.
The universe does not want me to finish that movie. It really doesn't. I fell replaced, and Craven fucked with my computer to stop me watching it, so...
Like, seriously.
That dude's got a kangaroo on his shirt.
He does! Go kangaroos, yeah. Okay. I'm making up...
Okay, I should say, something. Even though, this is a dance film... At times, it does become a musical, which is completely different. This was more fantastical than the first film.
I love it.
We're just going to...
I haven't seen this for, like... Yeah, I do not remember. Do, do, do. Do. Yeah.
Let's just all dance for the video.
Yeah, so you get on the Patreons and you can see us looking ridiculous and dancing.
Yes.
And that address is patreon.com/thesupernetwork. Mm. Boom.
See, this cop is dancing in the street.
That's the kind of cop LA needs, man.
See,
dance cop.
Dance cop.
They should be stopping the LA Wars. What are they doing? They should be busy dancing.
See, that's why there weren't that many cops in the LA Wars, because they were busy on the other side of the city dancing.
Yeah, that makes sense. Everyone was dancing. That's how the LA Wars happened, because everybody in this neighborhood was too busy dancing.
And I like how everyone in this street knows how to dance.
Yeah.
I'll say this right now, Bede. Good pick.
Yes. I think he's redeemed himself.
Yeah. Now we have a traffic cop.
Now that we say this movie's gonna go horribly wrong. And it's gonna shift halfway, like Dust Till Dawn halfway through.
Yes.
It's just gonna be depressing and dark.
Yes. We needed some happiness. I will say this. I watched this film for the first time 2 years ago for Junesploitation. I was having a shitty day. And this movie completely brightened up. It's one of the most joyful films I've watched in the last few years.
That's kind of like the feeling that I get if I'm watching Miami Connection.
Yes.
If we're watching Voyage of the Rock Aliens. That kind of just joy.
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, I pop 4D'd. How did this get made? Just did Voyage of the Rock Aliens.
Yeah.
See, I suspect we did that episode. Somebody must have told them about our show, and they were like, we need to do this movie.
Yeah.
I'm convinced.
We're trendsetters here at the Super Tuesdays podcast. Like, why aren't you, if you haven't listened before, why haven't you listened?
Whoa, that car's bouncing up and down. There are people riders. Having sex in that car.
No, just low riders.
Yeah.
Well, allegedly.
Whee!
Allegedly.
Yeah.
Look at all the 80s fashion.
I want 80s fashion to come back.
I don't. I lived through the 80s. I'm old.
Yes.
Yeah, but we need to bring back the puffy pants.
Exactly. I'm trying to remember what... Oh, yeah, this was 84, our year, Marcy.
We were not born in 84. We were born in 94.
Exactly.
We're young.
I was technically born in 2004. I'm still 80.
Only turned like five.
I was born in 75. I'm old as fuck.
That's why you're the dad on this podcast, Batch.
That's why we're the children.
Your kids, children?
Also, I gotta state right now, like, this film was so rushed in the production. They had a very thin script. I'll give you one guess.
There was a script?
Yes. So this movie is like The Raid. Instead of fight sequences with a very simple plot, it's just all dance sequences from beginning to end.
Yeah, brilliant.
But also...
Someone should edit The Raid and this together into one film.
Yes. Okay, I'll state this. Since this is an 80s movie, it has a very thin plot, and it includes a lot of dance, I'll give you the number one what the main actual plot is about.
They have to save the youth center.
Yes!
Yes! That's my favorite plot ever!
And every 80s movie used this plot.
Why is there a mime?
I don't know, but it scares me.
One of the cast of the Warriors, he's in the wrong film.
He gave up a life of crime and just wanted to go work at this youth center.
Although, are we getting another release of The Warriors on Blu-ray?
By Imprint here in Australia.
Yeah. It's got the theatrical cut, I think.
Yeah, and the director's cut.
Yeah. Definitely going to pick that up.
Oh, look, it's the stage from Night Killer.
I was going to say the same joke!
This is the same youth... This is the same place as Night Killer.
Oh, look, that kid's baby Vin Diesel.
Yes.
I mean, it might not be. I mean, it's probably not.
Now, I need to find out if Vin Diesel wanted a dance movie early in his career. I am now obsessed to find out.
I want those massive big green pants. Why is there a guy boxing in the
background? See, this is a youth center where they have not only dancing, but they have boxing and a gym. So this helps out the whole community.
Yeah, like, I would save this rec center. I think it's worthy to be saved, to be honest.
And it keeps the kids off the streets and out of trouble and getting away from the gangs that are happening in LA wars.
I need Lucinda Dickey's outfit in this scene.
Yes.
I really do. I don't know what's going on, but I love it. I'm all for this.
Yes.
I mean, we all know my fashion icon is Pia Zadora.
So. Yes.
Yeah. Hello. Now we're going to save the youth center.
Okay, well, I can't find anything about Vin Diesel being in a dance movie, but I'm only looking at actor section, so...
Just write in, was Vin Diesel in Breaking 2?
Yes. I'll have to look that up later.
We got a box tonight at the youth center and do some break dancing. Oh, yeah.
Holy shit, this movie was inspired by real life events.
Wow, I hope they saved a real youth movie.
Okay, I'll read this out. Inspired by real life events, the Radiotron, a youth center near MacArthur Park, Los Angeles, faced demolition. Youth director Carmelo Alvarez rallied the youth and community to march on Los Angeles City Hall and try to save the Radiopod.
Aww.
Okay, Vin Diesel is not in this movie, but still going by the name of Mark Vincent at the time. 17-year-old Vin Diesel appeared in the Sony VHS release Breaking in the USA, Breakdancing Electric Boogie, taught by the pros.
Yes.
So that would have come out after this.
Hmm. Yes.
Okay, I want to see where our friend from No Retreat, No Surrender is in this movie. I want to know who it is, like which character.
Well, it's Peter Sugarfoot something, right?
Yes. He played... Oh, Jesus. I can't remember who he played in the movie now.
Well, he was the black fighter, right? The one who fought Van Damme in the...
Oh, wait. No.
It's a different one?
Yeah, this one's only been in one movie.
Oh, okay. It's a different Sugarfoot.
How many Sugarfoots are there?
I don't know. That's weird.
Can people tell us how many Sugarfoots? Oh, add.
Add. Add.
Okay.
1242.
Okay, it's like...
It's even breakdancing music in the ad.
I know. Yeah. What's going on?
cash back.
Get your credit card with dance music. Oh, yeah.
Yes.
Oh, yeah. Ooh, Pop-Tarts.
I have not seen Pop-Tarts in Australia for years.
They so don't really sell them, and you gotta, like, go to the specialty shops. It's ridiculous. Pop-Tarts are fucking lies.
We used to have them in Australia, and I haven't seen them in sale for years.
Oh, my God, they look so good.
Well, I'll have to send you some.
Oh, yes. My God, please. People, send us Pop-Tarts. I miss Pop-Tarts.
We'll send you Pop-Tarts and some... Pop-Tarts and some...
Oh, you know...
And some...
No,
it's some Canadian chips.
Yes!
It's Pop, Tarts, Pop, and Lock. See what I did there?
Oh, God.
Well, getting back to Sugarfoot, in ROH, there used to be a wrestler called Sugarfoot Alex Payne. So that's another Sugarfoot.
Oh, yes, there is. There was. Yeah. That's so bizarre. Guy. Yeah.
That's weird that there's so many Sugarfoots. I assumed, like, when I saw Sugarfoot as a nick,
yeah,
I thought it was the same guy from No Retreat, No Surrender.
That's why I looked it up now, thinking, oh, where's this guy? Nope.
Now, this film, of course, was the second of two films that Lucinda Dickey and Sam Furstenberg did together, because she was the lead in Ninja Free The Domination.
Yes, we said that earlier.
Yeah. But it was only... I think she only did, like, four or five films, and that was pretty
much
it.
Yeah, she didn't do too many. Okay, yeah. we're back, everybody.
12 minutes and 44 seconds.
I thought that was Clint Howard for a split second.
Evil white capitalist men. he looks evil.
Are these the guys that were trying to, like, do the convoy to Canberra and stop everything in Canada?
That dude's face looks like it's been pushed back.
You know what? Can we make a movie and we'll sell it to Tubi where we stop, like, convoy to Canberra, Melbourne protesters, Canadian trucker convoy, whatever the fuck it's meant to be?
Yes.
Can we do that?
Yes.
I'm so down to do this. I dedicate this to my father. I love you.
Aww.
That makes me sad. Someone's dad got a tribute on a wall in a random movie.
Yes.
Probably where he was shot. Oh.
Aww. Now, I love the two main guys who play Ozone and Turbo, who they are...
Which one's this one?
That is Ozone.
Okay.
And the other guy is Turbo.
Well, it makes sense that that one's Batch, because there's enough to worry about no Ozone layer like we do in Australia. Oh my gosh, it's a Lego
set. Well, that...
Other, model.
Well, the other guy is...
So this is how we'll take over the Canadian cities over here. Yeah.
Now, Ozone is played by Adolfo. I can't even say his name properly. I'll just say his nickname, Shabadoo.
Shabadoo!
And then the other guy, Turbo, is played by Michael Chambers, and his nickname is Boogaloo Shrimp.
So that's where they got Electric Boogaloo?
Yes.
Mead? I have an idea.
Yes.
Whenever you do so, can you please change your name to Bede Sugarfoot Jemine on Twitter?
Yes.
Yes.
Dance!
That dude is wearing Michael Jackson's outfit back there. See, we're 15 minutes into this movie, and at least half of those 15
Why
minutes
is he
have been
dressed like Where's Wally? Why is he dressed like Where's Wally?
I still say this: there was a script.
Yes, 15 minutes of this film have been dance sequences so far.
See the Where's Wally guy? Sorry, Where's Waldo?
Yes.
I can't unsee it. Why is he wearing it? Why are they wearing odd shoes?
I don't know. It was the style at the time.
I don't know.
Yes.
I can't get over that guy's outfit. I want it.
Yes. Gotta dance.
Let's dance tonight. Wait, that's Voyage of the Rock Alien.
See, if you played that song over this scene, it would still work.
Now,
combine those two movies into one movie.
Yes. Are any of these songs on Spotify?
I hope so, because they will definitely be on the Spotify playlist.
Yes.
See, there's the Michael Jackson guy there.
Yes. Please find the Tubi Tuesdays songs playlist, the soundtrack to the Tubi Tuesdays, on Spotify.
Yes.
Because it's easier to do a playlist on there. Just saying.
I just want to know the story behind every single dancer in this whole movie. like a backstory on all of them.
Bureau of Engineering, Survey Division. These are the destroyers of happiness.
Yes.
For the rec center.
Oh my gosh, that dude looks like the guy from Sex and the City. And that woman there looks like Lauren Bacall. Oh my gosh, there's fucking nerds!
Those fucking nerds!
That is a fucking nerd.
There's two fucking nerds. Fucking nerds.
Government. Government nerds.
Government nerds.
Government nerds!
Fucking nerds.
Fucking nerds.
And of course they're the ones who are working for the bad guy, so it's okay to wedgie these guys really hard.
These fucking nerds with their fucking, what do you call it, bureaucracy.
Yes.
With the bureaucracy.
And he's wearing, like, this sweater vest. What a fucking nerd. Look at it.
And now more dancing.
And more dancing. You can never have enough dancing in a movie like Breaking 2.
No.
Oh my gosh, that was Leah Rochon. You can put the entire soundtrack to this on Spotify.
That's true. That's the other one. Oh yeah, baby. I don't know what I'm talking about, you know.
We only have 10 pages of script. Let's just put more singing and dancing numbers in this movie.
Oh yeah, I'm dancing. La la la.
Oh my gosh, this song is about the Radiotron, the place where that was saved in real life.
Oh, really?
Yeah, they just said wow. Radiotron over and over again.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
This needs to be the plot of the third Wolfcock movie. He has to go on a breakdancing competition.
Yes!
Yes. Look at that girl's hair.
Wow. I love it. I love it.
Yes. Look at this guy. This dude looks like he's out of Miami Connection.
What is on his hat? Oh my god, he's got a butt plug tail over on his hat.
And that's that. Yeah, Ozone's got that on his hat.
Why? Why?
Sucker.
You sucker. Can you dig it?
I don't know how anyone with a fucking, like, tail attached to the back of their head could be taken seriously. Be cool, man. Be cool,
man. Be cool.
Everybody be cool. We're gonna save the rec center.
We don't fight. We dance.
Yep.
Oh, yeah.
All those three taps.
Yes.
Oh yeah.
Do do.
This is the
most. Let's go get some crack. Me first.
Let's.
I'm sorry for that joke.
Well, that is what will happen to the kids when the rec center is torn down. See, the government doesn't think about this shit.
True.
Did I ever tell any of you that I was a breakdance champion back in the 80s?
I would believe that, Craven. I actually, yeah.
So, what were your dance moves, Craven?
Oh, man, I used to pop and lock with the best of them.
Oh.
Yes. Did I just hear my boy, Craven? Did I hear that he likes to dance? I like to dance, too, when I'm on at least 4 bottles of red wine.
He's getting so good at just jumping out that window the second he hears Louise.
Yeah, I know, like, right?
Well, I better go out that window and follow him. I'll see you all later. Bye!
I just love the image of Louise climbing through the window after Craven.
Totally.
Why do I keep thinking that dude the older guy, looks like Yapid Kotto, but it's not Yapid Kotto. Have your car washed for $3.
$3.
Child labor. Let's make
some 1980s money too. $3. That's expensive.
I want a spin-off movie of the mime. I need to know everything about him. I'm kind of obsessed with this character.
Yeah, I know. What is up with him?
Yes. We sell more drugs!
Really?
Yes. No.
They're selling drugs!
Was that Tom Selleck back there?
Yes.
Let's say it was.
Yes.
I reckon it was.
Come on, guys, we gotta keep... See, they gotta raise the money to save the rec center.
Yeah.
And once they raise the money, then they can save it.
Yeah, it has to happen. I'm pretty sure they...
Capitalism.
Totally.
See, the topless car wash across the street's pissed at these kids.
Yeah. I came here for a car wash and only get the seat. All you have is kids. This is wrong, man. Wrong. Where's my topless older women?
What?
Why? Louise works at the topless old car wash.
I work there. I clean a car with my giant sponge and my vacuum cleaner, but it's a bit hard because when I clean the car, I don't use water, I use red wine, and I sprinkle it all over the car and clean it.
They give me more money not to wash the car.
Yes. Is that my husband, Louis? We haven't talked in ages.
Louise, I thought I had a good business with this topless car wash, but you gotta ruin that for me too.
Well, you know, Louis, you don't see your sons. I don't know, that son Terry, the murderous one, well, he says he doesn't kill anyone, but we know he does. Keeps going on that you're gonna save him, you're gonna take him to ice cream, you're gonna get him to wash your car, but we both know he's a killer. He's a killer, that boy.
Just between you and me, I'm writing off both those kids at this point.
Jeez.
Alright, well, I better get back to my vacuum cleaning cars and then drinking red wine, so I'll talk to you all later. And I gotta find that Craven, so I better jump out the window. Bye!
Wow.
Oh, twice in one episode.
Yeah.
Ooh, I like this purple painting.
They got, like, new outfits every 5 seconds in this movie.
Every time that Louise climbs out the window, we need to get, like, a glass-breaking sound.
Yes. Yes. Yes.
Just like the stone-cold glass shatter.
Yes.
Yes. And it re-breaks the same episode.
Yes.
I am fully endorsing this. Ooh, there's a bit of a jealousy going on here.
Oh. What are they jealous of?
Oh, well, then. Well. What about this? He's interested in.
Yeah, what about
Kelly,
this show?
Mm-hmm.
But the other girl, who is played by...
Oh, there was the Louise Glass.
Susie, who's played by Susie Bono.
Mm-hmm.
She's into Ozo.
Oh, I have no idea what's going on, but whatever. We're just going to dance and sing and have fun.
Peace.
Aren't we? Where are they going? Wait, what? This does not look... This doesn't look geographically correct at all.
Oh, it's that other gang. And what? That one member who's about 40 years old.
He's a hard Canadian 40.
Yes.
He is a hard Canadian 40.
Why are they sitting in, like, broken cars under the bridge? Electro.
Oh my gosh. Susie Bono.
Mm-hmm.
For about 4 years, she was married to Sonny Bono.
I was like, is there something there with Sonny Bono? Okay, then.
Well,
is this before or after?
She was married to him by the time they made this movie, but they divorced that year.
Oh, so this was well after Cher.
Yeah, so now she's credited as Susie Colo.
Oh, okay. So is this what they should have done in L.A. Wars, was just had a dance-off?
Yes. See, if the Italian and Mexican gang mobs just settled their differences through dance, then none of that stuff would have ever happened.
Yeah, right? I still don't understand his hat.
He's got tails on the back of him as well!
He got those tails off Wish.
See, he's Tails. He's the live-action version of Tails from Sonic the Hedgehog.
Which, that sequel's coming out this year,
yeah,
I think.
Yeah, I know.
I didn't even see the first one.
It's a good movie, the first one.
Me neither.
It's actually surprisingly good.
The back, the graffiti just says the hole.
The hole.
Oh. Bean, how do you go in a hole?
See, what you do about a hole is you get one of these dancers, you stick their head into the hole, and you keep going back and forth until they pop and lock, and then...
No.
Now they're using weapons.
Bean's signature breakdance move is the rotary phone.
Yes.
That's the name of his dance.
That has Captain America shield paint on
they
it.
They stole the Captain America shield I had as a kid for that movie I made as a
they
kid.
They stole it from Captain America Death Too Soon.
Yes, which we will do at some point for this show.
We totally are.
Me too.
Yeah.
See, since they have nunchucks, this movie must have been banned in the UK.
Yeah, well, that's why they put them in the trash.
Yes. Fuck those nunchucks.
So... Are they a rival gang?
Yeah, they're a rival gang.
Okay, why are they pissed?
They're a rival dance gang.
Yeah, yes.
This is like West Side Story, but with breakdancing.
Maybe that's what they intended.
Yes.
Like, Steven Spielberg, you can't do this.
Actually, L.A. War is actually a remake of this movie, just with more violence.
I want this to break in, and then Art the Clown just to walk into frame and just look around and just start shanking people.
And then he goes and takes a shit and rubs it everywhere.
Then
he takes a shit right on the cardboard. Yes. Right in the middle.
He would.
Then he breakdances on it.
Yes. And Mr. Jingles would just show up to disappear again.
Four people died after popping and locking today in a gang war.
Oh my god.
Peace out.
And the magician gets framed for it too.
Yes. Oh, there's a sniper!
What?
Oh, ad!
Ad. Oh, fuck, I want Pop-Tarts!
They know what they're doing.
Fuck.
See, this movie knew we were watching a dance movie. It's like, they pop and lock in this movie. Let's put Pop-Tart ads in this
Right? I need them all, like, right now.
Or like, Pop-Tart and lock.
Yes. Fuck, I want Pop-Tarts.
ABC Moose. The Canadian Moose. Version of this website.
It's Moose.
Moose?
You go to Canada to see a moose, eh?
Those kids have got to learn to count the moose some time.
The moose.
The moose.
The moose.
I should find out the trivia on this movie.
Yeah, maybe you should be.
Yes.
ABC Moose. To Canada, eh? Alright, guys, we are back in the sniper vision at 2810.
Well, there's one interesting bit of trivia here, but I might wait for the next ad because this is a big one.
Wow, that's what she said.
Yeah. Hey,
what's up, Holmes?
Oh, yeah, I forgot. In the first break-in movie...
That guy looks pissed.
In the first break-in movie, Christopher McDonald was in the first one.
Really?
Yeah, he played the manager of the Three Friends. And he was kind of also a love interest for Lucinda Dickey as well in the first film. And according to IMDb, he was offered the chance to reprise his role, but he turned it down.
Well, that's rude.
So that's why at the beginning of the movie... Her mum, Lucinda Kelly's mum, asked her, like, what happened to your boyfriend? He was so nice, mum. He was like a nerd.
Fucking nerd!
Fucking nerd. Okay, probably nerd. Didn't say nerd, but it was something along the same lines.
There are so many crop tops in this scene.
This dude looks like he's a skeleton who only has one little bit of line of skin left.
That's why he's the...
Look at him!
That's why he's the antagonist. Are you
perhaps a... He's the definition of an evil rich white man.
This is the very definition of someone who complains about shit and then says, my voice is never heard. And it's like, you're a middle-aged white man. You're the only voices that people fucking hear and they don't want to.
Yes.
I'm taking the vaccine.
Yes. I like the dude in the background with a big star tattoo.
Hey, he's got a ruse cap, someone. Well, like kangaroos on it.
Yes.
Oh my god, we're only half an hour in this movie. It's still an hour to go.
I know, it's amazing, right?
Wow. And that guy joined another gang in the Warriors and it's reflecting that.
Yes.
The mime guy. I thought that said electric slut in the background. And that's not what it said.
Oh, look at these blob dolls.
That's an After Dark movie.
Well, yes. These are some After Dark
dolls. Oh, that's one
right
doll.
There.
Sorry, it's a
reflection. It's a mirror.
work on some new movies.
For a second there, I thought that was the Batman symbol, but that isn't. It's just a random spray paint.
Which is the... Is it in this one where the room goes around or something? Yeah.
And they use the same set as the one from A Nightmare on Elm Street. That one, the rotate thing.
Yeah, that's how they did the blood for the Johnny Depp
same,
scene.
Came out the same... Came out roughly the same time because Nightmare on Elm Street came out a month before this film.
Mm. That's pretty cool.
Yes.
Bye. That doll is creeping me out and I don't like it.
Hey, you want to know how I was married to Sonny Bono?
Kelly
now?
Oh,
girl,
he was,
I'll be back.
Yes.
He was a famous?
Yes.
You know what that doll looks like? It looks like the doll in Resident Evil or whatever that movie was. Yes. That's what it looks like.
Which may be coming soon to Tuesdays
at some point. I want to watch it.
Only if somebody votes for it.
Wow, she's pissed.
I don't think I could date someone whose name's Ozone.
So what, she's dating him, but she doesn't want him to be friends with Lucinda Dickey?
Yeah.
Why?
Because he's interested in Kelly.
Right, but I thought they were all friends, though.
Yeah, they are all friends, but they sort of develop feelings for
him. Oh. I don't know who anyone is in this movie. Socks and Sandals looks great.
Yes. Gonna keep dancing.
Yeah, let's dance.
This really is the rate of dance films.
It is.
It's like legit non-stop dancing.
Let's dance.
And of course...
What was that?
Well, that's the thing. The only reason the break-in films were kind of made was because breakdancing was in at the time.
Yeah.
And they wanted to capitalize it.
That was pretty much it. Like, no other reason.
Yes.
I smelled it. Mrs. Batch was making a cake.
Ooh, I want cake. I want Pop-Tarts.
Batch wants cake, we want Pop-Tarts.
I know.
It's chocolate cake. It's for tomorrow, so...
Yes.
Nice.
See, I think we need a new category for the 2B Tuesdays Awards this year. We need a best costume fashion category, and this has to be a top contender.
Didn't we have best fashion?
I think we have best hair.
Do we have best... Yeah, mate.
This year, last year was best hair. This year, we'll do best fashion.
Yeah.
Yes.
We need fashions.
Yes. Oh, he's dressed up for a date.
But he's got a windbreaker. I mean, that was the style at the time.
Yes. Oh, he's reading a comic. What comic is it?
I can't tell.
I think it's a Captain America comic.
That would make sense from what we saw earlier.
Do you guys have Magic Shell in Australia?
I don't know.
By the confused look on our face, I'd say no.
You put it on the ice cream and, like, it hardens up.
Oh, yes, it's called ice magic.
Yeah, ice magic.
Yeah. Ice magic.
Yeah.
You know what my go-to dessert? Ice magic vanilla ice cream with raspberries.
Oh, yeah.
That sounds good.
That is the shit.
That is good. I'll take out the fruit because I'm not healthy at all. As you can see. No.
Well, that's the thing. The raspberries kind of cut the sweet of the actual ice cream.
Yeah. But vanilla is my favorite ice cream.
I want to live in a little house or apartment that's one of those beds you actually push up into the wall.
I know, could get so much more room if you could just move the bed away.
Yes.
Yeah, you can get one of those for like $1,200 a month in New York City and it's the size of a closet.
Yeah. I mean, it would be easier, like, then you can clean under the bed.
Exactly.
You can vacuum, you can make room for your dance floor.
That doll's costume has changed. That is not the same costume it was wearing before.
Really?
I think it looks different. She wasn't wearing pink shades before. She was wearing black shades.
Now I'm confused. I don't remember.
What's Batch smoking?
What is Batch smoking?
A straw Nana vape cart.
Ooh. I like. Wait a minute, hold on. Smoke.
Are they going to dance with the doll?
Maybe.
Wait, does he want
to... He's going to teach her how to kiss a girl.
Oh, God, why?
He really is me.
Yeah, no, shit. This is your Batch. Like, Batch is giving you freaking dating tips.
Yes.
And he's like, this is how you kiss a girl. You put your finger in there.
But the end of the story is that doll will actually be my girlfriend.
Yeah, it will be. It'll be Bede and the real girl.
The original Lars and the real girl. Sorry.
Bede suddenly getting a fondness for this doll.
They got that doll from Wild Secrets.
They thought they went to Wild Secrets, but they went to Wish, and that's what they got.
Wish Secrets.
Yes. Wish Secrets. This is really awkward. I don't like this.
He's just jealous that he's dancing with the doll and he's not.
Yeah, why is he dancing with the doll?
And that doll, I can see its undies.
Yeah, what? Why?
Are we halfway through this movie yet?
Yeah, are we? No.
Oh my god.
Alright. It does sort of slow down a little bit at this part. Look at that face.
Just enjoy the dancing.
Yes.
Actually, I have to go to the bathroom.
Yes.
But I do think Batch missed out on someone who showed up on the podcast last week. Yes. I think he might need to see who that was while I go to the bathroom and stuff.
I heard about Nicolas Cage showed up.
Oh, right.
Hold on. I'll do...
Yeah. Oh, wait. Actually, while Marcy's gone, I think that special guest will be here very soon.
I gotta somehow, maneuver my way out of here. Yes. Now. I'll be back, everybody.
Oh, yeah. Oh, wait. There's a...
knock at the door.
There's a knock at the door. Who is this guest?
Uh-oh. Okay. Another knock at the door.
All right. Hello?
Hello! It's me, Al Pacino. I'm back.
Oh, hey. Hey, Al. How's it going?
I was on the previous episode because there was an actor who looked like Rob Schneider trying to be me. Ooh-ha!
Ooh-ha.
So I'm back to find out how can I dance like this. Ooh-ha.
Cocaine. Cocaine, Al. A lot of cocaine.
Well, that is true. I gotta go sniff a bunch of cocaine, which I luckily still have hidden away from my time working on Starface. Ooh-ha.
Ooh-ha. As I fall into my broken computer chair.
Yes. Well, anyways, I'll be back. I'm going to go do some sniff, sniff, sniff. Ooh-ha.
Oh, sniff. Sniff, sniff, sniff.
Oh, and Al Pacino is gone. It's nice for Al Pacino to make another appearance on the show.
Nice. This computer chair is so broken, but it's comfortable.
Yes.
I feel like I'm in Star Trek.
Yes. All right. Bit of context about what's going on. Since I have seen
back
to the movie. Pretty much like Lucinda Dickey's character, Kelly, she still wants to kind of still work as a professional dancer. But Ozone and Turbo, they want her to help out with the youth center, like the Save It and all that. But she's kind of conflicted because, like, you know, her parents wanted to, like, have a proper career, and she wants to help her friends. So she's at a crossroads. She doesn't know what she wants to do. Oh, hi, doggy.
Look at that nerd with that sweater.
Yeah, I know. He's a fucking preppy asshole with the sweater like that. And I've noticed so far, there are so many people in this film with scarves around their necks. There's so many.
It was the 80s.
It was the fashion at the time. Everyone was watching Scooby-Doo. Was like, I want to copy what Fred did. And that dude, that dad, was at least a hard 30. Canadian 30, I should say.
That's a hard 90.
Yes. Why don't you come over and meet my parents?
You can scare them because you're black.
And we can dance on the tables. We can show them how to do the boogaloo.
Hello, Freddy. You can see, for our video Patreon subscribers, you can see Freddy behind me. I think he's enjoying the movie.
As I stonily swear in my chair.
Just don't fall off the chair, Batch. We don't want you injuring yourself on this podcast.
Or I'll wait till Marcy's here, then it'll be really funny.
we're all dressed up for this fancy party.
Wow, this is some layout.
Wish I had a house like that.
That would be nice.
I like how Ozone here basically is like, he's meeting Kelly's parents, and he rocks up with a jacket with no shirt underneath.
And no sleeves.
Yes. Look at her outfit.
I'd like you to meet my friends.
That maid's outfit is weird, and it looks like she has a cake on top of her head.
What the hell is that?
I don't know. That was the weirdest greeting I've ever seen, and she looked uncomfortable. Oh, hi, kitty.
So, you must be...
That cat's like, fuck this movie.
you certainly have original names. The unique flair for fashion.
My name is Ozone, but my real name's Tim.
I'm actually Ozone the second. My father was the first Ozone.
Hello, Evelyn. I'm a British
person. Look at this nerd.
This fucking nerd.
He may not have glasses, but he's a fucking nerd. Oh yeah, this dude here. This is the guy that the parents want her to date.
Yes.
Hello there.
Hello.
I'm a proper British... I may be British, maybe I'm not. I'm not sure, but I'm going to sound one like one, regardless. And the mum looks like she has Christmas tinsel around her neck.
Hi, Dad.
How do we know she doesn't?
She probably does.
Good to see you.
Wow.
That's racism.
That is racist. He totally bypassed Ozone and Turbo and went to shake the fucking nerd's hand.
Are we dying?
Have soup, everybody. Like, even at this dinner, Turbo is still wearing a tail on his jacket.
Well, you gotta be fancy.
Yes. See, now I want to wear tails now. He's got like this, like, and then you got Turbo here. He's got like this little, like, thing around his neck that looks like a hologram eye or something.
Something like that.
Yeah.
Everyone loves your cooking.
The original Get Out. Oh, I want to pat that white pussy.
Wow. Oh, Marcy wasn't here for that line.
Wow. So, that pussy is eating an octopussy.
Oh, that's what they're eating?
Yeah. That was what it... Yeah, it was like a little octopus.
Oh.
I've tried octopus, like baby octopus. It's really nice.
I like calamari.
Yeah. Really, really good. But I don't know how anyone could just put, like, a baby octopus in, like, a soup. But then again, maybe there's other stuff in there, too. What kind of trouble are you
in? It's branch cooking, so...
Wait a minute. You're in trouble, I is.
But they are giving us a chance.
Oh, wait, you're trying to stop trouble, not causing trouble. Okay, then. This dude is totally racist. Oh... You miss men. I'm a white person. I don't give money away. Fancy
clothes. Wow.
This dude is not even being subtle about this.
This is full-blown racism.
It is.
Thanks for the dinner, Mrs. Bennett.
He is being racist without even saying actual slurs, and he probably wants to.
Yeah.
We got our rolls, we're out of here. Let's roll. Yes.
Sorry about the other night. I should have known better.
I should have known my dad was racist. Sorry about that.
He goes to a Klan meeting every Tuesday. How did I not know that?
He was mad, but he wasn't mad
at you. I thought it was weird that he would always go out every Wednesday in white robes.
They always come back with holes in them. It's weird.
Yes.
He likes this girl. Does she like him?
All right, Kelly, I need some helping with my dating life because Ozone is just not helping me out at all.
Well,
He's telling me to dance with real dolls, and it's uncomfortable, and it's weird, and I do not like it. And Marcia's back.
Yes, and there's a dog in my seat.
Yes. Bit of context about what's been going on. So the gang decide to go have dinner at Kelly's parents' house, mm-hmm. so they can ask their dad to get help them raise the money to save the rec center. And the dude was being full on racist.
Oh wow!
Full on racist. Even,
yeah, without actually, you know, using slurs and stuff like that. And of course, they're trying to set up Kelly with a fucking nerd.
Oh, of course, and we already established she doesn't like nerds, right?
Woo!
Right.
He's having sex
in bed.
He is. Oh, here
we go. That's not how masturbation works.
Oh, nope. Here we go. This is one of the scenes in the movie. There we go.
Oh.
He's climbing up the walls.
What the?
I want some of that stuff.
Yeah. How do I climb the walls?
He had some of that wedding poop thing. You had that.
Yeah. It does do that.
I might have to get some. This is so trippy. I don't think I should be watching it right now.
It is a rotating set, but it is, like, how they do it is amazing, especially how they're moving the camera right now. But even then, it's also very disorientating.
It is. Like, how do you dance on the ceiling?
Oh, what a feeling when yeah. you're dancing on the ceiling.
Yeah, like, for real.
So they shouldn't be playing that song during this scene.
No, it's playing whatever this song is.
Yes. You're just going to have a pick and choose of all the songs from this movie to put on the playlist.
Yeah,
Marcy.
Well, hopefully we can, seriously. Yeah. I have to look it up, like... I better make sure, like, I got no volume on.
Oh, jeez, I hope nobody walks in on me dancing on the ceiling. They might try to kill me thinking I'm a vampire.
Yeah, I know, right?
I want someone to walk in and just go, what the fuck? I just completely flip out.
Yes.
Well, there's two songs that I found.
Well, that Ain't Nobody, that's more from the first movie, but yeah. I think they might play it again in the second movie, I'm not sure.
I guess we'll find out, yeah. Right?
Yes. He's dancing on a mirror.
I don't like this, it's freaking me out. Freddy, stop.
Can you also imagine, because not only is this set retired, they have to make sure everything is nailed down so it doesn't fall.
Yeah.
Everything.
Yeah.
Even like those little things on the table over there.
Yeah, every tiny thing would have had to be, like, glued or nailed in or something.
Stop dancing with yourself.
Yeah, this is creeping me. I don't like this.
I think the same scene happened in the first movie as well. Actually, no, it didn't. Sorry, it was only in this one.
I think they did this thing for this.
Yeah, in the first movie, there's kind of another sort of fantastical dance sequence that he does, but it's with a broom, but the broom is, like, hovering and stuff like that.
They've done this really well because it doesn't look like it's rotating. So the room, I'd imagine, rotates while the camera would have stayed still.
And look at this angle, too. They would shoot it underneath it, but still.
Yeah.
Soundtrack that says Breaking 1 and 2 soundtrack 80s.
Yes.
So.
Mm. Oh my gosh, you're on the ceiling. Get down. Kill it. She's not freaking out by this at all.
Yeah.
No.
If you saw someone fucking dancing on the ceiling, you would shit yourself.
I'd be calling my local exorcist to perform an exorcism.
I need an old dancer and a young dancer.
So this is where the movie takes a twist and it turns out he's a vampire.
Yes. See, this is where they got the idea for that movie, Disco Exorcist.
Oh, God.
Ooh, I like dancing on ceilings too. Let's make out. See, this is what I need to do, dance on a ceiling, and then a girl walks in, is impressed, and then they want to go out with me.
Sure, that's how it works. Oh, ad.
Okay, I got to read this amazing bit of trivia.
We are 49:25, we are over the half mark.
Okay. Okay, here's the trivia. Inspired by the film's subtitle, a far-right militia group advocating a violent overthrow of the US government dubbed itself the Boogaloo Boys, and were often seen in causing violence at peaceful protests following incidents of African Americans dying at the hands of police. The name Boogaloo was corrupted in some areas as Big Igloo or Big Eno. Sorry, I've probably butchered that word. Hence, members' trademark appearance. heavily harmed and wearing Hawaiian shirts.
And we are 49.35, guys.
Now, that's fucking iced tea.
Wait.
Yes,
that's
it is.
Iced tea.
Are you kidding
me? That is
me?
Iced tea.
That is iced tea.
Oh my god, it is!
And look at his outfit. He's wearing some Mad Max shit on that stage.
He came from the S&M club right there.
See, but the thing is, though, I think Ice-T was actually in the first film, too, in a cameo as well. So he's back.
But he's, like, legit singing.
Yeah.
Why isn't that song on Spotify?
I don't know. Look at him. We got, it's a, now it's a DJ off.
Oh my god, do you know what he looks like he's wearing?
What's that?
That looks like a Shawn Michaels 90s fucking entrance attire. Like, Shawn Michaels saw this movie and used that.
Yes.
I need some gear.
Yes. He's like, here's my inspiration, Ice-T from A Break Into Electric Boogaloo.
Why is there a dude wearing a baby mask?
What is that?
I'm scared. That looks like the Nick Cage baby face t-shirt in real form.
Yeah. Freddy, get down.
Freddy, you can't jump up here. I'm sorry, but I'm dancing.
We cannot do a podcast without the dog being really annoying.
I'll just pat him.
Freddy wants to break
there
dance.
There we go.
He does. Freddy, go to your chair.
Go to your chair. Go
over
to your
there.
Chair.
No.
Go
to your chair.
Go to your chair. No.
No, you can't jump. No, get down. Half this podcast is going to be us telling off the dog. Stay there, Fred. No. Oh my god.
This needs to be a highlight of the show.
Freddy.
Go on, up here.
Go to your chair, otherwise I kick you out.
Up here. Up here.
Oh, he wanted to make peace with the other gang, but they're like, I ain't feeling it.
No.
Yeah. Oh, no.
Oh my god, he's determined.
All right. He can come up.
He has to sit on Bede's lap.
Yes. Alright.
See, we'll just that.
Alright, I'll
so you
come
can
closer.
See.
Alright. There we go.
There he is.
See, he's excited.
We've got to, like, move this whole thing so you can actually see us.
Yes.
Oh, make sure that we in of the microphone.
Yes.
So why are they all angry?
Because you gotta save the rec center.
Wow. Are we still doing that? Is that, like, still happening?
Yeah.
Are we saving the rec center, or...?
Yeah, we're saving the rec center. But now there's sort of, like, a love triangle.
We did not need a love triangle in a breakdance movie, seriously.
Yes.
Wow, they're all like, huh? We're mean girls.
You gotta be careful of those mean rap girls.
Wow, Ice-T is pissed.
He is.
And Oates from Hall & Oates was getting a fight back there.
Oh my god, that is really a Shawn Michaels outfit.
Yes.
It really is.
And that's Leanne Rashad, the actress. This was her first movie.
Oh.
Not her, that's Susie Bono.
Yes.
Former Susie Bono. That's her on the right, Leanne Rashad.
Oh. Why are they all angry at her?
Well, see, Susie Bono is into Ozone.
Oh,
so
right.
So she's jealous.
Yeah.
She wants Ozone to herself.
But Lucinda Dickey's character's like, I'm not interested in him in that way.
Yeah. But it's very obvious that she is.
Right. What is
he's
that?
He's just a sexy boy. Ice-T.
Yes.
He's not you.
Looks like she stole the belt off him, too.
Yes.
Like, the 80s made it cool to wear a big, like, wrestling belt just as fashion.
Exactly.
That needs to come back.
Yeah. Can we all get, like, tag team. What's the three? A trio? Yeah, we need all those. Like, we're the trio and we wear the belts, like, to every episode.
Yes.
Because we're the champions of trio podcasting.
That watch movies on Tubi.
Mm-hmm. Is that that's her mum, isn't it?
Yes.
Why is she wearing a sheet? She's wearing a fitted sheet as fashion. I don't get this. Freddie, do you have anything to say on the podcast?
Well, he has a bark, so he must like this movie.
Maybe.
I just gotta say, I'm very stoned right now, and all I can smell is chocolate cake.
Batch, if you need to go off screen to grab some chocolate cake to bring back here, you're more than welcome, so we can be jealous of
no,
you.
I'm not leaving this podcast. I'm making him all the way through. I'm dedicated to this show.
He's dedicated.
Yes. It's something to look forward to once this movie is finished.
I mean, geez, it's my pick next week, and we should be worried.
Oh, geez, I'm scared.
But then after that, no, it's your Patreon
see,
pick.
Look, save our streets, SOS.
Oh.
Oh, now he's going to dance on the roof.
We don't make each other suffer on the show anymore.
No more revenge picks.
That's why it has to be fun. So I've got some ideas. So yeah, stay tuned. He's also wearing the same belt she was wearing before.
His belt is like handcuffs connected to leather.
That's what she was wearing before, the same belt.
And I'm just going to dance on the roof for no apparent reason.
And this is how the LA Wars actually stopped at the end. They saw him dancing on the roof.
I could do that, but I don't want to.
He gets hit by a ricochet bullet.
Oh no. Or it could actually be Ricochet the wrestler, because he'll go flying.
Yes.
He's just minding his own business. Dancing on the top of the building. And then gets hit with a stray bullet from the LA Wars.
That thing, that little thing on the building, it looks like a little penis head trying to poke up through it.
It's that fucking mime again.
Yeah, he's joined another gang.
Yes.
That's the third gang this movie.
It's the third gang today he's joined.
I hope he's careful, because if he keeps dancing on the roof like this, he's going to fall off and hurt himself.
I know, right? Wait, where did they come from?
They're just coming out and... Oh, they're coming out from behind the tree!
They're all going to kick his ass.
Yes.
This is straight out of... Yes, Virginia, there is a Santa Claus ending.
No. Oi, Ozone, if you come down here, we're going to beat the shit out of you.
Look, he's going to kill himself. See, why aren't they helping him?
Because he's good with rope speed.
Oh, and now they're joining it.
What? I don't understand. Stay away.
No, the stay away signs for the developers.
Oh, and SOS.
Yes.
So that SOS thing, is that what they took on?
Yeah.
This is how the trucker protest started in Ottawa.
Yeah. This is how the protest started in Melbourne last year.
Yeah, but this is the protest. This is a protest we can actually get behind, because they actually want to do good.
Yeah. But see, they got the idea from this, and they thought it'd be a good idea. Like, people would be on their side. And we're like, mate. Like, saving a rec center, yes. Your anti-science bullshit, just for fuck off.
And also, I gotta say...
Look at that fucking nerd!
So, I'll say this. If your protest group has members that are neo-Nazis... white supremacist group who are a part of your protest, maybe you should reconsider protesting something else. Maybe you're not the good guys. Just saying. Look at all these white people.
The insurrection of the US government got their idea from this movie.
Yes.
They saw this, they're like, yes, take the Capitol! And then they're like, no, just fuck off. Oh, God. That kid looks really confused as to why she's there.
Why he's there, yeah. Look at his earring. What? It's like a tooth on a long chain. See, the fashion in this movie is amazing.
Yeah, I think we need to bring it back, like, 100%.
That looked like Lady Gaga back there, without any of her costumes or makeup.
It was Schladdy Schlada. The city attorney does not look impressed. We're working together, and we're gonna save the rec center, everybody!
We want Chili Willy!
Well... Yeah.
And of course, like, the youth center is called Miracles. That's the name of
Miracles at the rec center. I don't know.
I figured this would happen at the end of the movie.
I know. Yeah. Like,
Well, they gotta do this now, and then the last 30 minutes can be all dance.
Oh, it's just dancing. Yeah, of course.
They gotta dance a celebration, man.
We're gonna dance the night away.
And then there's the shootout at the end, because they won't leave, and then...
Yeah.
Yes.
And then the LA Wars start up once again.
I'm a cute little white girl. Listen to me. I'm going to grow up to be a politician.
It was Hillary Clinton.
Oh, my God.
Why did I say that?
I'm going to be the first female president. And I'm going to make sure that nothing goes wrong with my emails.
Now let me just throw this gun at that person.
And I'm also going to make sure Bill doesn't get up to any good. Allegedly.
I don't know what that voice was, but okay.
That dude's face freaks me out. He's like,
you're crazy.
Yeah. His face is like
you're
this old
You're crazy.
Yeah, yeah.
That guy's glasses look like a magnifying glass that they just put on glasses.
Yes.
She's a Karen. She's an 80s Karen.
Oh, it didn't
work. Total Karen.
Yeah, because the woman was a Karen. You haven't won yet. Yeah, you haven't won yet, bitch.
We just need to go get our guns.
We're going to get the LA war gangs. If anyone's been affected by any gangs in LA or gang violence, we apologize.
Yes.
Just watch our previous, listen to our previous episode, LA Wars. That's what we're referring to, a movie, not real life, because we don't make fun of real life bullshit unless it's from idiot protesters that are anti-science,
Exactly.
What do we call them, like, little crybabies? Yeah.
Yes, whiners.
Like, you know the little baby that Cunts. Cries and cries and cries nonstop and you can't Work make circus. Her happy? It's worse than that.
Or as I like to call them, fucking cunts.
Yeah.
Yes.
If you couldn't tell, we are... We're a certain way politically leaning on this podcast and we don't take no shit from no one. Exactly. But anyway, let's all wear big, puffy, red...
I hate everybody equally.
Yeah. We hate them all equally, and we love them all equally.
Look at that one builder there. Look at him. His pants are way high. Look, he's... I don't know where to go. Do I go there? They're stealing my lunch.
I don't know how to be a guy. I mean, the construction guy.
Yes.
See, this is like... Let me...
you need to go over there.
This is why they were protesting, because I actually forgot how to do their jobs.
No, Freddy. No.
Flashback.
He literally just stole the guy's lunch.
Away with my lunch.
That dog. It's like running with them.
Yes.
You're ready for my lunch.
My KFC's in that lunch bag. I'm just going to pretend, because we haven't had fried chicken on the show for a while, and I'm going to pretend there's fried chicken
there
in that lunch.
There totally is fried chicken there.
Oh, he fell down the
stairs. Oh, he fell down the stairs.
He died.
No.
Oh.
He died on the way back to his
Oh, he's still going. He's got...
Is he dead?
Punch no, we can't dance no more.
It's a blue punch buggy. I get to punch.
He broke both his legs. He can't dance again.
Oof, look at that crop top and those wide pants.
So many crop tops in this movie.
So do they need her to go back to the dance troupe?
Yeah, because she's sort of struggling. She's sort of struggling whether she wants to help them or continue with her
career. Because she's a privileged white woman.
Exactly. Let's... Kelly, stop being a Karen and help us.
Get rid of the Karen hair. You can't miss this plane. You're expected
in Paris tomorrow. Paris, you got to go to Paris where there's werewolves.
See, and it goes back to the other movie. It's all linked. Phase 2 of the Troop Tubi cinematic universe is all linked, baby.
Got it back on track these last three episodes.
Yeah. Thank God. I mean, except for Craven's shenanigans on your computer, but I digress.
Fucking guy. Fucking cocksucker. That's all I have to say.
Let's all go visit. Let's go visit.
He'll get his.
Oh, he has broken his leg.
He did. And his arm. My goodness. Why is she in the closet?
Marcy, she's coming out of the closet. She's being true to herself.
Yeah.
Yeah, wake up, Turbo. You owe me $20.
Exactly.
No.
I was hiding in the closet so nobody knew... I was in here having sex with him.
No, he just woke up, love.
Okay. Now they're going to raise money for Turbo's hospital bills.
Yeah. This is America. That's going to cost him $5 million a day.
This is going to be an obscure joke, but I hope Michael Ironside isn't around.
Oh, God. I think that's on Tubi.
Yeah, so if anyone's seen Visiting Hours, you'll get that joke.
Oh, let's dance in the hospital. Yeah!
I mean, it's been about 3 minutes since our last dance scene.
This is like...
Oh my gosh. They're going to use the power of dance to heal his bones.
Oh my gosh. This is like a cult. And I'm all here for it. Oh my god, they're like taking him for a ride.
And everyone in the hospital is okay with this.
Security!
Security!
Yeah!
See, the power of... You're right, she's got the belt now too!
Told you, they have matching belts. Or it's the same belt.
Yes.
That they just wear. But after this movie, Lucinda Dickey will become a...
An electrician. Hello, nurse! Well,
Booby Fair.
Oh. Dancing nurses.
Meow. I forgot my joke because I'm distracted by the sexy nurses.
I like how everyone in this city knows how to dance.
Yes. Okay, wait. She's going to go...
Not that dude who had a broken... In a wheelchair can walk.
Wow.
I can dance. Miracles Jeez. Can happen.
That's because they're from the Miracle Rec Center.
Yes.
So... Sorry, Lucinda Dickey is going to go on to become an electrician.
Yes.
And she's also going to learn ninjutsu.
Yes.
Sordery, yes. Possession.
Yes.
And how to get with very hairy men.
Yes.
In Ninja 3, Domination.
More Come on, you know you want to dance.
Yeah! Go, nurse.
And then the next shot, you see, like...
Rotary phone! Okay, not quite rotary phones.
No, those are button phones.
Button finger phones.
Everyone's dancing.
See, those nurses know what
Even
you're on
Even that old
about.
Lady there is dancing.
Oh, he's joined another gang!
I like how the mime just shows up out of nowhere every single time.
Yep.
Are we sure this is not the origin story of Art the Clown? Before yes. he was a killer, he was a dancer.
It might be.
Oh, this person's dead!
Jesus!
Oh, no! Ah, too late.
Wait, but the power of sexy nurse dancing will bring him back. That looks like a dummy. Whoa!
Oh, there we
go!
He's shaky. He's got the fever.
He's got dance fever.
Guys, that person is dead on the gurney!
That person is dead!
He's dead!
Oh, wait!
He's back!
He's alive!
The power of dance.
They barely operated on him. There's no incisions or anything on him.
That nurse...
Dance cured his cancer.
Whoa!
The power of dance can cure all.
I need to go
I'll bring that woman!
But they're gonna drop all the babies.
Oh!
What?!
The babies are gonna come flying out of there for JJ.
They will! What is this? I want to go to this hospital. This looks like the most fun you could have leaving the house.
If every hospital was like this, especially if you were dying, then it would be bearable.
Yeah, I mean...
This is the same hospital from The Void.
Yes.
this is what was through the other dimension.
Yeah, this is the alternate version.
This movie brings our two phases together.
Yes.
In the Tubi cinematic universe.
And then he got destroyed by pillows.
And his leg was still broken.
The pillows broke his leg. Rebroken it, I should say. Ooh, let's have some pizza.
Let's just randomly go have pizza.
And now pizza.
But no fried chicken. I'm upset.
So, okay, I keep getting the characters confused.
Okay, that is Ozone and that's Kelly.
So, yeah, I know, yeah. But does she like Ozone?
Yeah, she does like it. Like they have.
So the other girl is starting to like the other guy now because she kissed him in hospital.
That was a different girl.
Mm.
Turbo is interested.
Okay.
But Susie Bono, even though that's not her name anymore, but Susie Bono, she's interested in Ozone, and that's why she's jealous of Kelly because he knows that Ozone has a thing for her.
Okay.
See, this is a soap opera shit going on here.
Yeah. Why does her dad look exactly like the guy trying to destroy the rec center? What is it with middle-aged white men?
Yes.
Like, not middle-aged, but like a little bit older.
Maybe
older
so white upset and men. Racist, mainly because maybe so upset and racist because Ozone has great hair and he's got a comb over.
Yeah. Actually, I think he's jealous of the big earrings he wears as well, because that's pretty cool. I told you. Take care of ourselves. Yeah, he told you. We don't
need your money. Yeah, like 13 tails, so we can take care of ourselves.
Yeah. And like, old man, we don't need your money. And then the old man.
Well, we do need
like,
your money, and we'll take your money.
Yeah.
But we don't need your money.
We don't need it. We'll take it. And old man,
I don't want
get
your money,
here.
But I'll take it if you give it to me.
Old man, get out of here. Nobody needs old white man. Exactly. I don't know what accent or voice I'm doing. I apologize. I am just trying to talk like a wise person who, I don't know. There's no coming out of that. I apologize. Let's flush the dad down the toilet.
I think the dad's also jealous that he can't have, like, a body like Ozo with that shirt.
Yeah, I know, he should be jealous, because he has to wear, like, fucking suits and everything.
See, even with the power of dance, which somehow was able to cure a guy to get out of a wheelchair, and other people, but not... Nah. Turbo still has a broken leg.
I feel really sorry for the other person down the end of the hall.
He came back from the dead with the power of dance, but they couldn't heal his leg.
Yeah.
Yes.
Nope. Not at all.
Wait. I need help.
What are they doing?
I don't know.
I don't know if I like this.
Oh no, Marcy, this is Crash.
Oh no.
This is like the Rosanna Arquette sex scene.
Ew.
Oh, whoa!
Although you can see the opening at the back of the cast.
I guess you could call
this shenanigans.
So you could see him. You could call this hip hop.
Fuck off. Well, why are we friends?
Okay, for context for anyone who's only listening, the audio version: the girl is helping Turbo down the hall, and he's skipping. Hence the joke.
Yeah, because his leg's broken, he can't walk on it.
Yes. Look at her hair.
That's another Karen. Wait, did she put him in the laundry?
Yes.
Yes.
That would be really smelly. That looks smelly.
There's probably, like, clothes in there covered in blood and shit in there, too.
Ew.
I got to go down the elevator. Come back! Why do you want to learn how to dance? You have to take linens down in the service
elevator. Oh, God, really?
Oh, yeah, I forgot. This girl who Turbo is interested in, she can barely speak English.
Oh, so she really can't?
Oh, she can speak a little bit, but not too much, though.
Oh, so when she said she can't speak English, she actually meant it there.
Like, she can say certain things here and there, but she's not fully fluent.
I thought that was a distraction.
Yeah, it's kind of like, what did they say, broken English.
Yeah, I thought she was just saying that as a distraction, though.
But maybe it's a mixture of the two.
Oh, okay.
I'm gonna rock up here with this bandana.
Yes. She's color-coordinated.
It's that white she-devil trying to steal my man who's interested in her.
And she bought all the pizzas.
See, there's a lot of pizzas. Is pizza going to be the new fried chicken on this show?
I don't know. No,
fried chicken is still fried chicken.
Yeah.
Yeah, fried chicken is gold.
Yeah, but we haven't had fried chicken in a while. We need a...
Yeah, I know. Like, give us the fried chicken.
There has to be a list somewhere out there on the internet that tells us which movies have fried chicken.
Maybe you need to make that, actually.
I should.
Yeah.
That's what Thousand Corpses does.
Ooh.
Oh, there goes the pizza.
Oh, this is a full-on fight. This is not a dance-off. Uh-oh.
Uh-oh.
Uh-oh. Here come the trucks.
I was about to say, where's Bob the Builder? And I'm like, that's not even
Bob
a joke.
Bob the Builder. Can we fix it?
Bob the Builder.
Oh, better get out our giant boombox.
What?
We're going to stop these trucks with the power of dance.
Well, they do everything else with the power of dance.
And there's 20 minutes left of this movie.
Excellent. So it's all one
long
dance.
So about at least 15 minutes of it will be dance.
Oh my god, I used to have that tracksuit that someone was wearing.
Some dude there was wearing a sailor's outfit.
Why? I'm looking for it, but I can't see it.
See, there's an alternate version of this scene where they think we're going to use dance to stop them, and the trucks run them over and kill them all. Yes.
And then we would have found it on Rotten.com back in the 90s.
Yes.
And that's when the movie gets really dark and it becomes like a trauma movie.
Yes.
See, Trauma should remake this movie just to have that section in it. Sir, this is one of the drivers of these trucks. There's some dancers all over the car. We don't know how to get rid of them.
We don't know how to stop dancing.
Oh, wait a minute. This is America. Where's my gun?
Wait, we gotta call in the John Lithgow from Footloose to clean up all the dancing. that was a weird joke, I don't know.
Get off the truck! No, it's not a truck. Is it a truck or a tractor?
Tractor.
A bulldozer. Sorry, bulldozer, that's not...
That's not a bulldozer, is it?
It is a bulldozer.
No, but that's it picks up the stuff.
Yeah, isn't that a bulldozer?
I don't know.
Is this the new stethoscope? Oh, it's a gyroscope. Microscope, sorry.
Gyroscope.
We don't know the difference between a microscope and a stethoscope, and now we can't tell the difference between a tractor and a bulldozer.
I don't know. Wow, what? Oh, God. What is it? Wait, what did you call it? A bulldozer?
A bulldozer.
Is that a bulldozer? Yeah, okay, it's a bulldozer.
Okay, it's a bulldozer. We are so dumb on this show. We apologize.
It is a bulldozer. Okay, another, I think it wasn't.
This is another highlight for the show. Oh, and a possible highlight for the end of year best of show. They're really going to run him over. Hey, Wilford Brimley.
That kid's got diabetes. I can't run him over.
Mind you, this is Wilford Brimley at 18 years old.
Did they win?
No, they still have... Oh, Pizza Hut. No, they haven't won yet, but they're just going to push the bulldozers back to so they have a bit more time to raise the money.
Oh, God.
And they only have 15 minutes to do it. Why is there trees out in the middle of the road?
Why is he at a hospital with a broken leg?
Oh, guys, don't lift me up. My leg's still broken. Ah!
He had one day left to retirement. I would like to thank The Simpsons for 50% of our jokes.
Yes. Hey, guys, we finally have a news story. It's been a boring day. We might as well talk about this.
Look at his short shorts.
His moose knuckles are hanging out.
What's with the dude there on the right-hand corner? What is with him? And he's, what is he? Who is he?
I don't know.
Spunky kid. That dude is distracting me on the right-hand corner with the glasses.
I know.
He's like Van Damme in the first Breaking movie.
Yes. You can't unsee it.
Fucking nerd.
Fucking nerd.
Nerd.
That dude, the camera dude, looks like Phil Collins.
This is nerd Phil Collins.
Yes. Not that dude, the other guy.
No, I mean that guy waved!
Yes.
I can assure you. Whoops.
He wasn't doing it like they say, oh, wave in the background since it's a new footage. He's like, I'm just going to wave anyway in the background so I can get noticed.
Yeah, he really is trying to get noticed. I don't even think he was an extra. I think he just snuck in.
He just did.
If this was the Canadian Truckers, they would have put their kids on the front lines.
True.
His face that is getting happen. More... Mm-hmm. That dude, the evil guy's face is getting more stretched as the film goes on.
Yeah, it's because he had his treatment.
He's like this. In every scene when he talks.
Mr. Douglas, question, sir.
Yeah.
What action do you plan to take against the kids who are blocking your project?
Even that extra is waving at the camera.
Yeah.
I'm not even here for the Save of the Rest Center. I just want to be on TV.
Yeah, they just want to be on TV.
To be fair, we all did at that age. We didn't care what the camera was, what the they were there for. We just wanted to get on TV.
Yeah, for real.
Byron.
You just heard his bullshit right there. They're not going to stop doing this thing.
I'm fascinated by all these extras.
I know.
And I love the fact, maybe I should come over here, Marcy, and do live shows, because I'm not talking over anyone being here in the Super Marcy studio.
Yeah. And this other guy's like, I'm gonna donate some money.
What is with that dude in the background? His eyes are like crazy. He's got crazy eyes.
He's a hard Canadian 75.
Sorry, I snorted on the recording.
I snorted like 2 minutes ago.
Oh, we gotta get him out of this.
Your leg is still broken.
Yeah, I was gonna say, I don't think his leg would be better.
He just broke his leg yesterday.
How did he still have the sock on it?
I don't know. He must have had a sock underneath.
Well, we must have been wearing two socks.
Yeah. We need a miracle to save America. We're $150,000 short. Okay, so they need another 40,000 to save the rec center.
So that rich guy was like, I'm gonna donate $3,000. I was like, fuck off.
Mm.
That's fucking like, you know, Elon Musk going, oh, I'm going to donate 2 cents to the
And it's a pizza ad! It's not Pizza Hut, it's Domino's!
1 hour, 19 minutes, 38 seconds, we're loving pizza.
Yes. See, this movie knows we're talking about popping and locking, gives us Pop-Tart ads. We talk about pizza, it gives us a Domino's ad.
Mm-hmm.
This film knows.
Mm.
Is Tubi like Facebook? When we talk about shit, they show the ads to it.
It might be.
But then again, whenever we talk about Wild Secrets or Love Honey, they don't pop up.
No. No,
they don't.
All right, we're back.
At
1 hour, 19:40. And we're dancing. This is all, like, colourful and spunky.
Now, this song sounds familiar.
I don't know.
At least the music.
Probably sampled it.
Yeah. Mm. I'd say it might have been a sample in a recent song.
So, where's the money coming from that they're trying to raise now?
Oh, from the community, donators. Okay.
So, they're putting on a performance.
Yeah, they're putting on a performance to raise more money.
They somehow got all that scaffolding to build this set and everything.
Yeah. Well, that was the thing, like, why they wanted Kelly to be there. Because since, you know, the trio have done dancing together as a trio, they needed her help to do this show.
Mm.
I like the outfits in this scene.
I know, right? So, was this one successful? Like,
I don't think it did as well as the first one.
They probably rushed it out way too quickly.
Yeah, I think that's probably what happened. I'm going to find out the stats. Like, what? How much did this movie make?
Well, kind of maybe compare it to Breakin' as well.
Yeah, I'll do that. Okay.
So, why are they in the gang colours of the gang they don't like?
Maybe they've all teamed up finally.
I don't know.
Okay, so...
I'm really confused.
Okay, so...
How could you tell that was Kelly?
Look at that TV. Little minute... I had a... Little battery-operated TV there.
The other ones used to, like, put in the car.
Okay, so the first movie, that movie cost about $1.2 million to make.
Mm.
It made $38 million at the box
That's
office.
That's all right.
So that came out in May 4th, 1984. Yep. And Electric Boogaloo came out December 21st, 1984.
Mm.
So about within 6 months afterwards. Mm. This movie cost... $3 million to make, but in the US and Canada, it only made $15.1 million.
Okay, so,
it kind of underperformed.
Yeah, but I think this is like a summer fun movie. That's why you need to sort of release it in like end of May, June kind of thing.
But surprisingly enough, even though this movie got negative reviews from critics, guess which critic actually liked this movie?
Roger Ebert.
He did. He really liked this movie. He gave it 3 stars.
Good.
3 out of 4.
This movie deserves stars. It's epic.
Oh, Ice-T's back.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, it is too. In more Shawn Michaels gear. Wow, I never realized he was in this.
This was like one of his first... This in the first film, because he was in that as well. This is like his first early...
This is ice on his belt.
Yes. Do. Okay, I'm going to read just the quote of Roger Ebert's review for this film. He says, here is a movie that wants nothing more than to allow some high-spirited kids to sing and dance their way through a silly plot just long enough to make us grin. I think that perfectly encapsulates this whole
movie. That does sum this up quite well. Because we just want to like, be happy, you know? And we want to save all the rec centers.
Although I'd like this other movie by another critic named Pat Paduta, and his review is, and it's a positive one, is... An honest, uncynical movie, and oh, those colours.
Yes, it is very colourful. Oh, look, they're getting all the money in the buckets just for dancing. I don't know what that guy was doing. It's very weird. Oh, wait, how did they get rotary phones
to
take calls?
Yes.
What? What?
What the fuck?
There's What's
a duck,
this?
A duck dancing.
Look at that fried duck.
It's Howard the Duck. Okay, it's knockoff Howard the Duck, but still.
It's Loward the Duck.
Loward the Duck.
Loward the Cuck.
Yes.
Look at that guy behind the reporter.
Yes, look at... That looks like Donnie Wahlberg.
It does.
With, like, blonde hair.
Yes.
I can't unsee that now. Also, how can they hear that that was Kelly?
Oh, the dad's coming around.
I think he's coming around. He's not going to be racist anymore.
He might still be racist.
See, so you have to know, because pretty much this film, Electric Boogaloo, the subtitle, is probably the most famous sequel title, subtitle ever. Like, anyone who pretty much has, any sequels announced, people say such and such 2-3 Electric Boogaloo.
Yeah. I don't understand these outfits, but okay. Oh, no, look, rival gang. Oh, here we go. Oh,
peace. They're in peace.
Oh, no, they're not rivals anymore. Here we go. Awesome.
Look at all the fluoro colour. There's that weird dude with the mask again.
I don't know what that is.
That's terrifying. No! Who is that?
Stop showing it. Also, what is she wearing?
This picture, a giant car chase comes in and just barrels into everyone into Alien Wars. The spill of the big stands off.
All right.
Oh, my God.
Guys, we're having such a great time watching this movie. Is this movie a possible contender as a nominee for Best Tubi Movie of the Year?
Maybe.
I guess
it's on the short list.
Yeah, it's on the short list. I mean, we still have many more movies to go, but this is definitely a very good contender as a possible nominee.
Yeah, I'm going to have to top this now, so...
Yeah.
Ooh, got a lot to think about for next week.
I mean, see what I mean about what I said earlier? This movie is just so joyful.
Yeah, it kind of is. Like, you just want to dance and shit.
Yeah, it's like a good pick-me-up movie. Like, if you have a really shitty day, watch this movie and it will lift your spirits up.
Yes.
Because it's, like Roger Ebert said, it's a very unabashedly silly but...
See, this is actually like the musical dance version of No Retreat, No Surrender, because it just makes you so joyfully happy.
Mm. And that's the funny thing, when I watched this movie, because I've heard for years, like, people say, oh, it's one of the worst sequels ever, and I watched it, and I was like, this movie actually fucking rocks, it's actually better than the first one, or at least I like the first one, but this is more enjoyable than the first one.
It's not really
The scope is bigger in this one.
Yeah.
It's not bad, though, it's like... enjoyable bad, not the best kind of movie, but it's just enjoyable, and you don't need the best everything for a movie to be like really good and enjoyable. There's nothing wrong with a fucking fun movie, and that's what this is.
And like you said, Marcy, like, yeah, this movie was rushed in production, and it's very obvious, like, again, they had a very thin script and just filled it out with mostly dance, but it still kind of works.
Yeah, I want that earring she's got, but I want them in a pair.
Marcy, is Lucinda Dickey in this film, along with Pia Zadora, your next fashion goals?
They will both be, and I do think that, maybe all three should make the Hall of Fame.
Ooh, I reckon so. But it's all Batch's decision on that front.
That's my recommendation.
Yeah, I would recommend, as a recommendation, all three of them. Turbo, Kelly, and Ozone for the Hall of Fame. They saved the rec center for $50,000!
See? The parents came through and got them the money. Yeah, we saved the rec center! Doo-doo-doo! In 2 years, it's just gonna be a drug den.
See, fluoro colours need to make a comeback.
Right.
I pop me with that one, Mercy.
Yes! Yeah!
See, we need to find this song to put on the playlist.
Oh, yeah. What's with all the masks in the crowd? It's creeping me out.
What a feeling... Beans believe it. Oh, wait, sorry, wrong movie. Look, everyone's celebrating.
Yeah. Well, this is what happens when you watch Breakin' 2, Electric Beedaloo.
Yes. So, but the question is, and this is a question for both you guys, has this film redeemed me on the show?
A little bit.
Yes. There's a creature positivity here.
Yes.
Was that Corey Haim back then?
Maybe.
It looked like him.
Could have been. Know.
Let's say it was.
That other one looked like Corey Feldman.
I thought that was Whitney Houston in the crowd, too.
Jeez. I don't think this movie was that.
I look at Ice Cube in the background. He's like, what's going on?
Ice
what am I doing
tea.
Here? Ice tea? What am I doing in this? What's going on?
Right.
What am I doing here?
Yeah.
There he is right there.
I am. Yeah. So my mind is blown. I did not know this.
There he is again.
How did I never realize? Oh my God.
The dad's wearing fluoro.
Look at the dad.
I think someone just threw their panties at him and he put them on his head.
I'm hip with the kids now, right? Hello, yes. My fellow kids.
The dad thinks he's hip now, so he's dropping N-words like crazy.
I could probably picture that too.
I suppose, like, you know, even though this movie didn't do that well, they didn't make another one. But how could you top this?
Yeah, you can't, really.
Yeah. Although there was another dance movie.
You gotta speak world of dance. Is that where you go from here?
Mm.
Yeah. I know there was another dance movie that Canon produced that actually had Mario Van Peebles in the lead role, but I can't remember what that movie... Beat Street, that was the movie.
And there it is. Beat Street.
Beat Street.
Yeah, Beat Street.
All right, well, that's the movie. We're now going to watch Mannequin 2 on
and
the
And also, The Incredible Hulk. The Incredible Hulk will returns? See,
yeah.
We need to do those Captain America TV movies and also the Hulk TV movies at
And
some
apparently
point.
We're going to watch Meeples with Bill Murray as well.
Well, maybe we'll do a theme month.
Ooh. Yeah, we might have to do, like, superhero
theme
month.
Yeah, superhero theme month. We'll do that next for March. Oh, wait a minute.
After we said we never do another theme month on the show.
Yeah. We'll work out when we'll do it and we'll get back to everybody on that. But thank you so much for joining us for Bede's Pick of Redemption.
Woo!
With Breakin' 2 Electric Beedaloo. Thank you everybody for listening and tuning in. Please find us at supermarcy.com and of course you can sign up to the Patreon at patreon.com/thesupernetwork and head over to linktr.ee, the To Be Tuesdays podcast, for all our links where you can find us on social media as well as your podcast streaming platforms. Also, please check us out on your social medias under the Super Network and be sure to check out Pop4D also and support Batch. But Batch, give us the rest of where people can find you.
I mean, every Tuesday and Thursday on every Tuesday on Webtales, the Spider-Man podcast, where me and Mark Chevalier recap all the classic issues of The Amazing Spider-Man from the beginning to the present day. And every Thursday on Avenging Tales, where me and James Simpson do the same thing. So make sure you subscribe to Avenging Tales through our Pop4D feed, however you decide your podcasts, and Webtales every Tuesday.
Excellent. And again, you can get the Pop4D links on the link tree, and you can find me at twitter.com/supermarcy and on the Letterboxd at super_Marcy. And if you follow me on Letterboxd, you get insider knowledge into what films we have in store for the podcast because I got the list there. And Bede.
People want to find me personally, they can find me at my Twitter page at twitter.com/BedeJamine or my Letterboxd account at letterboxd.com/BedeJamine. And of course, you can find all my work over at supermarcy.com with all my reviews and columns.
Excellent. And thank you once again, everybody. And we'll see you next Tuesday.
See you, everybody. Bye.
Ciao.
Party people in the place to be. This is what you've all been waiting to see. Electric Boogaloo, the ultimate show. With Kelly, Ozone, and Turbo. Electric Boogaloo is breakdance too.
Yes, ooh. Hi.
Electric Boogaloo's action dance, the best you'll get. Like breakdance when you ain't seen nothing yet.
I'll finish you, your friends, and your whole damn neighborhood.
This time there is an enemy, so they must unite. Because to say what you believe in, sometimes you must fight.
You lost your edge.
Fine.
Electric Boogaloo's the greatest, nothing can compete. And once you've seen this movie, you'll believe in the beat.
The To Be Tuesdays podcast is proudly sponsored by Surfshark VPN. Why would you have a VPN in this day and age? Well, a lot of people are quite concerned about tracking and their online privacy, and using a VPN ensures that you are safe and secure online. Surfshark VPN provides a lot of extra added layers of security, as well as ad blocker and a kill switch if your information is ever compromised. The other added bonus of having a fantastic VPN with Surfshark is if a movie we're watching on the To Be Tuesdays podcast is not available in your country, you can switch on that VPN, go to the country that it is in, and watch the movie. Surfshark VPN also allows you to do this on other streaming platforms, where if you're missing some content in that library, you can turn this on and have a look at what else is on offer. Surfshark VPN is one of the most reliable and cheapest of the VPNs out there, with up to 81% off offer when you subscribe for 24 months. Please use the link surfshark.deals/supernetwork to take advantage of this amazing deal. Thank you, Surfshark. Surfy Shark do 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 do. Surfy Shark do 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 do. Now back to the 2B Tuesdays podcast.